Trump actions spur growing number of lawsuits. Within the first month of President Donald Trump's second term, he has encountered more than 70 sometimes overlapping lawsuits challenging his actions on spending, federal employment decisions, immigration, and other issues. Some of these issues are expected to reach the Supreme Court and could result in major precedents that clarify the scope of executive authority. Most of the lawsuits have targeted various executive orders that Trump signed after entering office, but some have been initiated in response to standalone firings of public employees, such as the former chair of the National Labor Relations Board. Here is a breakdown of the cases that have resulted in court orders halting the administration's actions through a series of decisions by federal judges. The administration has already appealed multiple decisions. Birthright citizenship. Status: multiple judges issue preliminary injunctions. Four separate lawsuits have resulted in judges blocking Trump's executive order ending the practice of granting birthright citizenship to children of illegal immigrants and those whose mothers have temporary legal status. Trump has said his order is consistent with the 14th Amendment Citizenship Clause and federal immigration law, while various states and organizations have said he is in violation of both. The relevant portion of the amendment reads, "All persons born or naturalized in the United States, and subject to the jurisdiction thereof, are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside." The focus will likely be on whether illegal immigrants fit the designation, subject to the jurisdiction thereof. At least four judges have issued preliminary injunctions blocking this order. DOJ Treasury access. Status: restrained in two cases. Multiple states and unions have filed lawsuits seeking to prevent the Department of Government Efficiency, led by billionaire Elon Musk, from accessing Americans' personal information held by the Department of the Treasury. The Trump administration is accused of violating multiple laws and exceeding its authority under laws that govern the handling of personal information. The states also claim that the administration is usurping legislative authority because DOJ is attempting to block payments appropriated by Congress to states. The administration, meanwhile, said the states lacked standing, failed to show violations of multiple laws, and were attempting to challenge the executive branch's ability to exercise politically accountable oversight of agency activities. At least two courts have issued orders limiting DOJ's access to Treasury data. Special counsel removal. Status: blocked, initial appeal denied. Special counsel Hampton Dellinger has sued the Trump administration for being fired on February 7. Dellinger alleged that Trump fired him before he finished his five-year term, in violation of federal law allowing removal only for inefficiency, neglect of duty, or malfeasance in office. The administration responded by arguing that Trump could fire Dellinger at will and pointed to Article 2 of the Constitution, which vests executive power with the president. A judge in Washington allowed Dellinger to remain in his position. Trump has appealed the block on the firing and has asked the Supreme Court to intervene. FBI employees. Status: DOJ agrees not to disseminate the list. Multiple anonymous FBI employees and the FBI Agents Association sued the Department of Justice after the agency surveyed employees on their involvement in investigating the events related to the Capitol breach on January 6, 2021. Among other things, the plaintiffs alleged that the Trump administration would cause reputational harm by disseminating the list of employees. They also said the administration violated the First Amendment by purportedly preparing to retaliate over their perceived political affiliation. The administration has responded in part by agreeing not to disseminate the list. Spending freeze. Status: two judges issue restraining orders. After Trump signed multiple executive orders targeting agency funding, the Office of Management and Budget issued a memo directing the federal government to freeze spending to the extent allowed under law. A judge in Washington quickly issued an administrative stay, and OMB responded by rescinding the memo. Judges in Washington and Rhode Island have issued additional orders, stating that the Trump administration has continued to freeze the disbursement of funds even after the memo rescission and courts prohibiting that. So far, a group of states and nonprofits have joined lawsuits against the funding freeze, alleging that the administration exceeded its authority in violation of the Administrative Procedure Act and various provisions of the Constitution. Meanwhile, the Trump administration has alleged that pausing spending is part of the executive branch's authority. Federal worker buyout. Status: judge removes block on program. Trump issued a government-wide offer for federal employees to take a deferred resignation period whereby they would continue to receive pay for months. A group of unions sued in Massachusetts, alleging that the government's rollout of this plan was confusing and arbitrary. More specifically, they said the Trump administration violated the Administrative Procedure Act by acting arbitrarily and capriciously and by obligating payments to employees that Congress hadn't appropriated. The administration responded in part by arguing that the plaintiffs lacked standing or the type of direct harm that would give them a legal basis for suing over the buyouts. The administration also argued that granting the plaintiffs' request to extend the deadline for responding to the buyout offer would exacerbate any purported harms by allowing more participation and inquiry about the program. A judge in Massachusetts initially halted the program but later removed the block, stating that the plaintiffs lacked standing. USAID. Status: judge blocks putting employees on leave. The White House and DOJ have focused on the U.S. Agency for International Development as a source of excessive and abusive spending of taxpayer money. Trump attempted to dissolve the agency and place employees on leave, prompting a lawsuit from the American Foreign Service Association and American Federation of Government Employees. The groups alleged that Trump wasn't faithfully executing the laws as required by the Constitution and was violating the Constitution's separation of powers by usurping legislative authority from Congress. The Trump administration responded in part by saying the court lacked jurisdiction over the plaintiffs' claims and that the president's powers in foreign affairs are vast and generally unreviewable. Judges in Washington issued orders to prevent the administration from halting foreign assistance and attempting to place USAID workers on leave. HHS datasets. Status: halted by a federal judge. An activist group known as Doctors for America accused the Office of Personnel Management of unlawfully directing agencies to remove web pages and datasets in response to an executive order on gender ideology. According to the lawsuit, the Office of Personnel Management lacked that authority while the Health and Human Services Department, also named a defendant, violated the Administrative Procedure Act by removing the web pages and datasets. The Trump administration responded that the DFA lacked standing and was attempting to challenge actions that weren't subject to the Administrative Procedure Act. In February, a federal judge granted DFA's request for a temporary restraining order and directed the administration to restore certain web pages and datasets. NIH cost rates. Status: halted by a federal judge. A long list of states sued the National Institutes of Health over its plan to reduce indirect cost rates, or the level of funding for things such as universities' facilities, but that aren't directly attributable to particular projects. The states argued that NIH's notice regarding a change in the rate was arbitrary and capricious under the Administrative Procedure Act and violated an appropriations law. In its notice on February 7, NIH said $9 billion was allocated in fiscal year 2023 to overhead expenses through its indirect cost rate, while the average indirect cost rate has averaged between 27-28% over time. NIH is obligated to carefully steward grant awards to ensure taxpayer dollars are used in ways that benefit the American people and improve their quality of life, the agency said when announcing the new 15% ceiling. A judge in Massachusetts blocked this rate change from taking effect. Transgender prisoners. Status: halted by a federal judge. Trump issued an executive order on January 20 directing the Attorney General and Homeland Security Secretary to ensure that males are not detained in women's prisons or housed in women's detention centers. The president also ordered that the Bureau of Prisons ensure that no federal funds are expended for any medical procedure, treatment, or drug for the purpose of conforming an inmate's appearance to that of the opposite sex. Three anonymous prisoners who said they were transgender sued the Trump administration, arguing that it was discriminating on the basis of sex. They also said the administration was violating the Constitution's prohibition on cruel and unusual punishment by withholding medically necessary health care. In response, the administration said the plaintiffs were unlikely to succeed in their claims and that the Prison Litigation Reform Act prevented a federal judge from reviewing the case. A judge in Washington blocked the administration from moving male prisoners who identify as female back to male facilities. Gender-related executive orders. Status: two judges halted. Two advocacy groups and individual plaintiffs sued the Trump administration over two of his orders targeting gender. They alleged that the administration violated the Constitution by attempting to usurp legislative authority by restricting funding for organizations that fund so-called gender-affirming care. Their lawsuit also alleged that the administration violated an equal protection guarantee under the Fifth Amendment and the Affordable Care Act's prohibition on sex-based discrimination for recipients of federal funds. The administration suggested the lawsuit was premature and that the plaintiff sought overbroad relief, but a judge granted them a nationwide, temporary restraining order on February 13. The administration also denied discriminating on the basis of sex. Medical professionals are maiming and sterilizing a growing number of impressionable children under the radical and false claim that adults can change a child's sex, one of Trump's orders read. Two federal judges have issued temporary restraining orders blocking that executive order. Foreign aid pause. Status: judge halted. Nonprofits accused the Trump administration of violating the Constitution and federal law by blocking foreign assistance funds appropriated by Congress. One of Trump's executive orders called for a 90-day pause in foreign assistance, stating that the U.S. foreign aid industry and bureaucracy are not aligned with American interests and in many cases antithetical to American values.